Sairam children, welcome, welcome and welcome to this week's Children's Hour.
Sairam children, a warm welcome from me too. How have you all been?
Oh, they all have been very good, with a little bit of mischief and fun, I guess. Because children, having a little bit of fun is always fine. But as long as the fun is harmless.
Oh yes, of course. And you know children, Swami also used to do a lot of fun things, little mischiefs. And when the divine does mischief, it's a little more special because he can do things which you and I cannot.
Yes. Now, Prem, you have tempted all our children. I think you should tell something then about Swami's mischief.
I would love to. Okay, you know children, when Swami was very young, maybe 18 or 19 years old, there was an elderly devotee who used to take care of Swami. Her name was Sakamma.
Oh, Coffee Podi Sakamma. She used to be the owner of coffee estates, right?
Yes, and she used to take care of Swami like her own child. See, your mother is very, very particular about what you eat, right? She doesn't like you to eat at wrong hours because that will spoil your appetite, or even if you eat too late into the night.
If eat too late, then the food will not digest, right? That is bad for the stomach.
Yes. So this devotee, Mother Sakamma, would treat Swami just like a mother would treat her kid. You know, she would be very strict with Swami's food. She will not permit devotees to offer food to Swami whenever and whatever they want to.
Yes. Because devotees will offer with so much of love. Swami cannot refuse that. He will eat the offerings and then Sakamma will get upset with Swami.
So, Sakamma had told the devotees, don't keep giving Swami food. He eats little here and little there. Then he does not eat his lunch and dinner properly at all. And all devotees were very, very frightened of this devotee Sakamma.
But even devotees would like to offer food to Swami, isn't it? Then what about their desire and prayer?
Yes, there was one family which felt very bad that they were not able to cook and offer anything to Swami. But they did not tell this to Swami or even ask Sakamma. But one night, after everyone had gone to bed, Swami silently came into the hall where everybody was sleeping and woke up these two ladies of that family. And Swami told them, come here quietly. Sakamma should not get up.
Oh, so Swami was up to some mischief.
Yes. Then Swami called these devotees to the kitchen and told them, see, I am feeling very hungry. You make dosas and give me. But do it quietly, okay? If Sakamma comes to know, she will scold you and me too.
Hare, but how can you make dosas quietly? When you put the batter on the hot pan, it will make that hissing sound, isn't it?
Yes, Ganesh, and that's exactly what these two devotees told Swami. But Swami, this sound will come. Sakamma will hear that and wake up. And Swami told them, I don't know about all that. You make without that sound.
And how is it possible?
Exactly, how is it ever possible? So these two ladies told Swami very smartly, look here Swami, we will make the dosas for you. And we will make as many as you want. But you should ensure that that sound does not come when we put the batter on the hot pan.
Oh, what did Swami say then?
Swami said, okay, done. You make and I will ensure that the sound does not come.
Oh, that's amazing. So that night, they made dosas without that hissing sound coming. That's awesome.
Yes, Ganesh, and see, that's why I said when Swami plays a prank, it will be more special. But you know what? Swami did not stop with that. Next morning, as usual, Sakamma served breakfast for Swami. And Swami said, no, I don't want to eat. I don't feel like having.
Oh, she would have got upset with Swami then. She must have asked, why Swami? Why is it that you don't want?
And Swami told her, what to do? These two ladies gave me dosas at 12 in the night, so my stomach is not fine now.
Oh, so naughty of Swami. He got those two poor devotees into trouble with Sakamma.
But how sweet a memory is it, isn't it, children? After even 50 years, these ladies would narrate this lovely prank of Swami with so much delight in their eyes, you know?
Oh, definitely, Prem. And that is why everything about Swami is so sweet. When Swami speaks, it is sweet. When Swami smiles, it is sweet. And even when Swami plays a prank or mischief, it is very, very sweet. Isn't it? Why we sing the song, Adharam Madhuram, Vadanam Madhuram, Nayanam Madhuram, Hasitam Madhuram. Your lips are sweet, your face is sweet, your eyes are sweet, your smile is sweet.
Madhuram, vadanam madhuram, nayanam madhuram, hasitam madhuram, hridayam madhuram, gamanam madhuram, madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram, madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram, vachanam madhuram, charitam madhuram, vasanam madhuram, palitam madhuram, Kalitam madhuram, brahmitam madhuram, madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram, madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram. Venur madhuro, renur madhura, panir madhura, paro madhuro, vrityam madhuram, sakhyam madhuram, madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram. Pitam madhuram, pitam madhuram, bhuktam madhuram, suktam madhuram, rupam madhuram, tilakam madhuram, madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram, madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram. Haranam madhuram, smaranam madhuram, vamitam madhuram, shamitam madhuram, madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram, madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram. Kunja madhura, mala madhura, yamuna madhura, dhiti madhura, salilam madhuram, kamalam madhuram, madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram, madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram. Gopi madhura, leela madhura, luktam madhuram, bhuktam madhuram, drishtam madhuram, srishtam madhuram, madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram, gopa madhura, kama
How did you like that song, children? It is a very, very sweet song. One of my favorites, actually.
Mine too, children. But children, did you see eating food in the wrong time is not a good idea at all? Even Swami got a stomach pain. At least he pretended to have one. So that we learn that we must never eat in the wrong time.
Oh yes, children. You know, Swami says one very, very beautiful saying. Swami says, when money is lost, nothing is lost. When health is lost, something is lost. But when character is lost, everything is lost.
Because money can be earned any time. Once you have a good education, when you have a talent or a skill, you can always earn enough money to keep yourself happy. But when health is lost, it will affect you. You cannot do things you want to. You need good health to lead a good life. So if health is lost, something is lost. But character is most important. We should ensure we keep our character intact always. And remember, children, character is the most important for Swami.
So children, health is definitely important, isn't it? That is why we have doctors from the general hospital coming and giving you all valuable tips about the health. So today, we have Dr. Lata Shree from the general hospital giving you all some very important tips to keep yourself in good health. Shall we listen?
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our ever-present Lord. Sai Ram children, today we shall see about the other vitamins. Firstly, vitamin C. First of all, we should know why our body needs vitamin C. Vitamin C is necessary for the synthesis of collagen in the body. Collagen is a substance which gives strength to various organs like skin, connective tissues, bone, tooth, and even the blood vessels. We all need about 75 milligrams of vitamin C every day. This means vitamin C rich food should be a part and parcel of our diet every day. Breast milk contains sufficient quantities of vitamin C required for an infant. Since bones are affected in vitamin C deficiency, in children there can be swelling of legs, particularly the knees and the ankles. The chest bone or the sternum can also be affected. Bones can easily fracture, and changes in the gums are also frequently seen. The gums become swollen, spongy, and also start bleeding. There can be bleeding from the nose also. And since it gives strength to the skin, wound healing also becomes poor in vitamin C deficiency. The disease complex that is produced by vitamin C deficiency is called scurvy. Vitamin C is necessary for the absorption of iron in the body, so there can be anemia due to impaired iron absorption. What do we need to eat to prevent vitamin C deficiency? Citrus fruits are the best source of vitamin C. They include amla or Indian gooseberry, lemon, tomatoes, berries, and melons. Even cauliflower and green vegetables give us good amount of vitamin C. The requirement of vitamin C in the body goes up whenever we have diarrhea or an infection in the body. That is why children, when you have a common cold and go to doctor, the doctor will give you tablets of vitamin C to chew to increase your body resistance. These are some of the important things that we should know about vitamin C. Now we shall come to vitamin E. Vitamin E has antioxidant action. It means it protects the cell membrane from being damaged. So its deficiency can cause destruction of red blood cells in the body, causing several problems in infants especially, including neurological problems. Vegetable oils, seeds, nuts, and green leafy vegetables are some of the foods that are rich in vitamin E, and all these should be included in our daily diet. Next is vitamin K. A deficiency of vitamin K in the body leads to bleeding manifestations because vitamin K plays a very important role in the formation of clotting factors in the body. And once again, green leafy vegetables are a rich source of vitamin K, and also some legumes and plant oils. Next, we come to the vitamin B complex. Vitamin B complex contains a variety of vitamins, namely vitamin B1, B2, B3, B6, B12, biotin, folic acid, and pantothenic acid. All these vitamins play a very important role in several chemical reactions in the body. So, a deficiency of vitamin B complex can lead to a wide variety of health problems. Vitamin B1 or thiamine is present in unpolished rice, wheat germs, oats, and on the whole, vitamin B complex is the vitamin that is present in non-vegetarian foods like meat and fish. For the vegetarians, some of the important foods containing these vitamins are, as I already told you, wheat germ, oats, and unpolished rice. And also, there are ready-to-eat breakfast cereals available in the market, which are enriched with vitamin B complex. Vitamin B2 is available in milk and milk products, green vegetables, and B3 is mainly present, as I told you, in non-vegetarian food products. And B3 is very essential for the function of muscles and nerves in the body. And B2 is very important for the heart. A deficiency of vitamin B2 can produce red, swollen tongue and cracks at the angles of the mouth, and the lips can become dry, and B3 deficiency leads to a condition called pellagra, which causes diarrhea, dry skin, scaly skin, and also neurological problems. Folic acid and B12 deficiency cause anemia, malnutrition, and malabsorption in the body. Finally, vitamin D. Vitamin D is obtained mainly by exposure to sunlight. It is also present to some extent in milk, fortified food formula, and also fish oil. Vitamin D plays a very important role in calcium absorption, so it is very necessary for the growth and development of bones in the body. So a deficiency of vitamin D leads to a condition called rickets with very serious bony deformities. So children, drinking milk every day is necessary to prevent the deficiency of calcium and vitamin D in the body. So on the whole, we can see that our overall health is affected whenever we lack these vitamins. So we keep falling sick often, and as you have already seen, it can also lead to some serious health problems. And all this can be successfully prevented by eating the right kind of foods rich in these vitamins, and they must be a part of our regular daily diet. So children, never say no to all the good food that your mother cooks for you, and also avoid eating junk food. Swami says, along with all these vitamins, we need one more very important vitamin, that is vitamin G. G for God. So we must pray to God always, thank God for all that He has given us, and do everything as an offering to God. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you.
as always, some very, very important tips from the doctor. And these tips are important for all of us, isn't it? And that is why even when we listen carefully and try to follow what the doctor tells all of us.
You know, Ganesh, if a mother makes lunch for us, you know, she will come, keep it on the table and tell us, come, lunch is ready. But how do we call God when we offer food to Him?
We have to place the food before God and chant Brahmarpanam. Do the Naivedyam procedure, give Aarti. It's a long procedure, you know.
Yes, indeed. But tell me, Ganesh, is it really necessary to do all these rituals to offer anything to God? Isn't God our dearest friend? Why should we do all this to make Him accept our offering?
That's right. Actually, none of this is required. If we offer with a pure heart, that is enough to make God accept our offering.
Yes, children. These rituals, which are elaborate and take a lot of time, is really not necessary for God to accept our offerings. But our ancients have given us some of these rituals because that way we will be able to spend some time in prayer and contemplation of God.
So those long rituals are not for God, but for ourselves. So we can benefit by spending more time thinking of God.
And you know, children, there was one devotee whose ways were so different from that of others. He didn't know all these rituals and rules, but his heart was so pure that God accepted him.
And it is about this very special devotee we are going to listen today. Children, it's a very, very interesting story. So be ready to listen to the story from Sumana Madam.
Sairam, children, today I shall narrate a wonderful mythological story of a devotee who endeared himself to Lord Shiva. You can say this was the first case of an eye transplant, but not from any donor to a recipient, but from a dear devotee to his Lord. This devotee's name was Thinnan, later called Kannappa. He was born to the chief of a hunter community of Udupur in ancient Tamil Nadu, which is now become a part of Andhra Pradesh. Thinnan was a very brave and a responsible youth. So by the time he was 16 years, the people of his community had elected him as their leader. Any problem, he was sure to solve it. The people were very happy under his leadership. The years rolled by. One morning, Thinnan and his friends went to the forest to hunt. They set up a trap very cleverly and decided to come in at noon to find their catch. When they came later, there was a wild boar caught in the nets. Before they could reach, it broke loose and escaped. The young hunters followed in close pursuit and finally Thinnan killed it. It was during this time and day that the most important event of his life occurred. Thinnan and his friends were thirsty due to all that running, so they went in search of water. As they climbed the nearby hill, Thinnan sighted a small temple. It was a temple of Lord Shiva in the form of a lingam. A very strong feeling of devotion suddenly overcame Thinnan and he broke into a run. And as he entered the temple, he felt a strange peace and straight went and embraced the Shivalinga. This Thinnan had a childlike love for Lord Shiva. He felt deep within how lonely this Lord Shiva must be, sitting all by himself in this temple on this far-off hill. And that too, without any protection from animals or from any other harm. So then and there, he decided to give company to the Lord and protect the Lord. It was noon and he was hungry himself. So he said to Lord Shiva, "You too must be hungry. I shall get you some food. Just wait a little." And off he went to the place where the killed boar lay. He roasted it and carefully chose a part of the meat for the Lord after tasting it. But he had to worship the Lord before offering the food. So on the way, he found lovely flowers. He put down the meat and gathered the flowers. But how could he carry the delicate flowers? They would get squashed if he carried the meat and the flowers in his palms. He had a brilliant plan. He tucked the flowers in his hair and carried the meat in his hands. Next, he stopped by a stream. Now how could he carry the water? His hands were carrying the meat. Then there was no other way but to fill his mouth with water for the Lord's bath. Then, with the water, flowers and food for the Lord, he reached the temple. First, he let forth the water from his mouth like a shower and bathed the Lord. Then, decorated the lingam with flowers from his hair. And next, placed the meat before the Lord and begged him to eat the food. By then, his friends had joined him there to take him home. But he refused strongly because now he was in charge of the Lord. And how could he leave him to be alone on that deserted hill? "No, I am not coming," he said. Later, Tinan's father also came and begged him to return home. But no amount of coaxing could make Tinan budge from his self-appointed duty, watchman and companion to Lord Shiva. The next morning, Tinan left the temple and promised Lord Shiva that he would be back in no time with offerings of food and water. So off he went. In a short while, the Brahmin priest of the temple came for the daily worship. He was aghast. "Meat in the temple of my Lord?" Maybe some animal is responsible for dirtying the temple, he thought. And muttering the necessary mantras, he cleaned the shrine and went to the nearby lake, bathed again to cleanse himself, and got water in a pot and flowers. He gave the Lord the ritual bath, offered flowers, and completed his worship and left. In a short while, our hero Tinan returned. Now quite at ease, carrying flowers in his hair, mouth full of water and meat cooked in honey for his divine Lord. He made his offerings. Then, with bow and arrow in his hand, he kept a keen watch over the temple by standing in front throughout the day and night. Early in the morning, he went out to hunt to bring food for the Lord. After he left, the priest came as usual. "What? Again? Who is this sinner polluting the shrine of my Lord?" The priest was fuming with anger. "I pray that Lord Shiva opens his third eye and burns that sinner to ashes," he cursed. And once again, set about purifying the shrine, chanting mantras. This alternate worship of Tinan, who assumed he was the custodian of the Lord, and that angry priest continued day after day. Meanwhile, at Mount Kailash, the abode of Lord Shiva, the Lord and Goddess Parvati were having a discussion. Mother Parvati was curious. She wanted to know whether the long-standing worshipper, the priest, or the self-appointed guardian of the Lord, loved the Lord more. Lord Shiva smiled and replied, "You will see it for yourself. Wait and watch. The next morning, as the priest went about his sincere worship of the lingam and cursing that bad culprit, something wondrous happened. The lingam came alive and the eyes on the lingam actually opened. The priest rubbed his eyes. Am I dreaming? No. The pair of eyes are really open. The Lord is blessing me with this vision. He is appreciating my long dedicated service. And the priest was thrilled beyond imagination and he bowed. Even as he raised himself, something horrifying happened. The left eye of the lingam began to bleed. The blood started as a trickle, then the bleeding became very profuse. The whole eye seemed damaged. This priest was shocked. All his joy evaporated and he was convinced. This was an ill omen. Something bad was going to happen. I better run, he thought. Then blaming the sinner for all this happening, he just ran out of the temple, away from the forest, with a promise never to step into the temple again. It was the Lord testing his devotee. So the lingam was normal once again. A few minutes later, Thinnan arrived with his mouth full of water, flowers in his hair and meat in his hands. He did the ritual bathing of the Lord and adorned the Lord with flowers from his hair. Then Thinnan pleaded with the Lord to accept the meat. He spoke endearing words to the Lord, when suddenly blood started oozing from the left eye of the Lord. He was shocked and ran and brought some medicinal leaves, crushed them and applied it on the Lord's eye. But the bleeding didn't stop. He wept bitterly at how much pain his Lord Shiva must be undergoing. What should I do to relieve my Lord of the suffering? And in a flash, he knew what he should do. And kids, you can say, maybe the first eye transplant happened. Thinnan plucked his left eye with his arrow and fixed it in place of the bleeding eye of the Lord. He didn't bother about the pain he was undergoing. To his great joy and ecstasy, he saw that the bleeding stopped. But this joy was short-lived. Soon after, the right eye began to bleed. This suddenly complicated matters for Thinnan. It is not because he was hesitant to give up the other eye. It was because he thought if he were to pluck his other eye too, he would be blind. And how was he to exactly know the spot where he has to place the second eye over the bleeding second eye of the lingam? But Thinnan found a way out for this predicament too. He placed his big toe on the bleeding eye as a marker and got ready to plunge the arrow to gouge his second eye too. He didn't think it was a sin that he placed his feet on the lingam. He only wanted to relieve the Lord of his pain. At this point, Lord Shiva had enough and called out, "Halt, Thinnan. Many have come and prayed to me for sight. But you are ready to offer me those very eyes? Henceforth, you shall be known as Kannappa, my dear devotee." And the next moment, the Lord restored his sight fully and blessed him. Kanna means eyes in the South Indian languages. And this temple is the famous Kalahasti temple in Andhra Pradesh. So children, the story of the Saint Kannappa is a right example which proves the Lord is not bothered which family you are born in or what you offer to him. God only looks for your childlike innocence and pure love for Him. Nothing else. Because God is our best friend. So children, we too should be His best friend, isn't it? So with this, it is Sai Ram from me.
I'm sure, children, you all enjoyed that story as much as we did. What a great devotee this Kanapa was.
Mm.
His love for God was so pure and selfless, wasn't it?
Yes. Let us pray to Swami that He gives us all such pure devotion. But Prem, is it okay to eat and offer meat to God? How is it acceptable that Kanapa offered meat?
That's a very good question, Ganesh. He was not wrong because he did not know. He offered to God what he was used to eating. Swami says, once you know that what Swami likes and dislikes, we must conduct ourselves according to that.
And we know that Swami always tells us that we should not eat non-vegetarian food. So now that we know it, we should keep away from it. Okay. Now let us continue with the children's hour. Children, remember the quote of Swami we told earlier in the program today?
When money is lost, nothing is lost. When health is lost, something is lost. But when character is lost, everything is lost.
Yes. So we learn every week about health. And of course, we learn a lot about character development too. But what happens when we start putting into practice these lessons in human values?
That is what we are going to hear next, children. We have a few children from the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar from the city of Hyderabad.
They are going to tell us what this EHV or Education and Human Values has done to their life and why it is so important to learn and practice human values.
So children, shall we listen to what these little kids from the Vidya Vihar school in Hyderabad have to share? I am sure you will find it very, very inspiring.
Om Sri Sai Ram. My humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. I N Sindhuja of Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar, Hyderabad. I am fortunate to be born into a family of followers of Sri Satya Sai Baba. But it was only after joining Swami school that I have got the opportunity to learn many things through EHV sessions. Only after joining Swami school, I started realizing that education is for a holistic life and not for a mere living. By narrating stories of great persons in the EHV session, our school has been playing an important role in exhorting us to follow the ideals set by us. We are taught in the EHV session that spirituality is the art and science of divine remembrance, that is, doing everything in the remembrance of God, so that anything we do has a thought of divinity attached to it. This motivates us to keep the highest goals in all aspects of living and prevents us at all times from doing anything wrong. Physical deviations like games, yoga, dance, etc. helps to teach us values of life. Academics and co-curricular activities both help in teaching values. Meditation, value-based education, music, self-analysis, positive affirmation and resolution helps in improving our character. Values that are taught in our school act as guidelines. They tell us what we should and what we should not do. They make us realize that what we are is more important than what we have. We, the students of Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar, are fortunate to have the grace of Swami and blessed to have value-based education. Now my friend Amulya is going to share her transformation from EHV session.
Om Sri Sai Ram. I am Amulya of Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar, Hyderabad. I joined the school in my second class and for the first time I heard about EHV, that is, Education in Human Values. In the EHV sessions, we are told not only interesting stories, but also the stories which are moral-based. Of all the stories, I was influenced the most by the story about mother's love. From that day, I decided not to argue with my mother and also decided on the same day to apologize to my mother if I was harsh with her. Because of Jyoti meditation, I gained a lot of concentration and control over my temper. So, with this, I also gained a lot of friends. I have also become more active. As Swami said, character is the end of education. These sessions help a lot in character building. I pray Swami to bless the other schools also to start the EHV sessions which help the students to grow up into responsible citizens. Now my friend Bhargavi is here to share her feelings.
Om Sri Sai Ram. I am Bhargavi of Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar, Hyderabad. EHV sessions brought many changes in me and they are alone responsible for my improvement in studies, behavior and attitude. I used to judge people basing on their negatives or on the things I didn't like in them. But through my EHV sessions, I learned to ignore the negatives in people and accept them as they are. This really brought change in my attitude towards others and brought many people close to my heart. I had stage fear, but participation in EHV classes reduced it. It made me participate actively in elocutions and other literary activities. Now, Soumya is going to share her experiences.
Om Sri Sai Ram. I am Soumya of Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar High School, Hyderabad. Initially, I was not interested in these EHV sessions and I always felt that these sessions were neither useful nor ear-catching. But my thoughts had to face a very big big bat when I started noticing a drastic change in my own self after attending these EHV sessions. I am really glad that I am a part of this great institution which sowed the seeds of truthfulness, righteousness, peace, love and non-violence in me. Now, I don't really get irritated very easily. It is really true that values fetch a very great result in our future and I am the perfect example for it. I am really thankful to these EHV sessions which helped me to come out of my stage fear and helped me to improve my self-confidence. Now, I conclude saying that these EHV sessions played a really great role in making me more and more responsible, good and dedicated. I will really miss all these sessions when I'll leave my school.
Om Sri Sai Ram. I'm Monica of Sri Satya Sai Vijaya Vihar High School, Hyderabad, to share my experiences with you. I always felt happy for joining in this school. I'm here since 9 years. Education is offered everywhere, but Educare, that is education with human values, is offered only in Sai institutions where students are perfectly unique from others. I feel this uniqueness is only due to the EHV sessions that are conducted as a part of our routine. These EHV sessions have brought a drastic change in all of us and personally in me. I feel the guided visualization influenced me the most. This is nearly 5 to 10 minute session in which our teachers take us into a dreamland, a peaceful atmosphere which is out of polluted thoughts, fears, troubles, etc. Previously, I used to be short-tempered and used to have scorn on my face for everything and everyone. But this made me realize the happiness in peace and being kind to others. Now, I'm able to concentrate on my work without any kind of distractions. So, I thank Swami for giving me this opportunity to enjoy the Educare. Now, my friend Sindhuja is here to share her experiences.
Om Sri Sai Ram. I'm Sindhuja of Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar High School, Hyderabad. I'm attending EHV classes from first class. I used to enjoy the stories, but never used to implement them. In my primary classes, I was in top 5, but as I headed towards high school, I got attracted to sports and deviated from my studies. But from my 9th standard, I started implementing the morals and I myself could observe the change in me. Now, in all my exams, I am topping the class again. One more interesting thing I found in the EHV sessions is the role play. Seeing creates more impact than hearing. This was proved when role plays had more impact on me than speeches. Now, my friend Pranuti is going to share her personal experiences on EHV sessions.
Om Sri Sai Ram. I am C.H. Lakshmi Pranuti of Sri Satya Sai Vidyavihar, Hyderabad. I am over here to share my experience with you all. Initially, I did not show much interest on the Jyoti meditation. But slowly, after attending 2 to 3 sessions, I felt some change in myself. I started feeling more calm, peaceful and divine after doing it. Slowly, I started to improve my interest on it. And after some days, I found a lot of improvement in me. Now, I'm able to concentrate on my studies. I'm able to sit for studies continuously for a minimum of 3 hours. Due to this, there is a lot of improvement in my academics. I'm also very much benefited by the EHV sessions in my school. I thank the institution blessed by Swami for organizing such beneficial programs which help me to overcome all my diversions and concentrate on the purpose of my living. Now, we will sing a song dedicated to our beloved Bhagwan, which we learnt in our EHV session.
Sai, you are more precious than silver. Sai, you are more valued than gold. Sai, you are more beautiful than diamonds. Nothing I desire compares you. Nothing I desire compares you. Sai, you are both Rama and Krishna. Sai, you are the sun and the moon. Sai, you are the universe unfolded. Everything I see belongs to you. Everything I see belongs to you. Sai, you are my beloved Lord. Sai, you are the lotus of my heart. Sai, you are my guardian, my savior. All I want is always serving you. All I want is always serving you. All I want is always serving you.
So children, even as you learn your subjects in school, you must learn lessons that will lead to a strong character.
But what do we do if we are not studying in a school where they teach us such moral lessons? Isn't that what some of you are wondering, children? No problem. Start by listening to what your parents teach you at home. Then you can always listen to your favorite children's hour.
Yes, here we will try to share with all of you some of these important lessons, and of course, we will have a lot of fun too.
And you can always tell us what you liked about the program and what you feel we can make more simple for you to understand. You know, one of our young friends wrote to us saying that he's too small and he's not able to understand what the doctor says.
We shared this feedback with our doctor and she has said that she will make it more simple so that all of you can understand and follow the important lessons she teaches. So similarly, if you have any such suggestions, please write them to us.
And you can write to listener@radiosai.org. That is listener@ radiosci.org. So children, till we meet all of you next week, we both take your leave.
Till then, be good children and don't forget to have fun and be happy. Sai Ram children.
Sai Ram children.
Thank you.